Yeshev, page 239, this is Sfarno. It says, Halo l'kim pisronim. So, which means that, it just said, Hashem knows it all. That's kind of what it sounds like. Hine says, so Sfarno says a little bit of a different pshat in what the l'kim pisronim. Hine, chachmas ha-pisron hi ba'adam mitzad mashu v'tzalam ha-l'kim. V'lodze yitochen shetia gambi. So, so the Sfarno says the following words that the Chachmas HaPisaron comes from the fact that a person is Tzalem Elokim, and therefore it's possible I would have it, even though I'm an Eved in jail, and therefore by saying I looked around and didn't see anybody who could be posachom, you're wrong. So let's explain what he means over here. One would have thought that pisun chalomos comes from knowledge of some sort, like it's a sort of a discipline or a study of sorts, and therefore they looked around, all the guys with a PhD in pisun chalomos couldn't do it, and people with a master's degree couldn't do it, and an Eved who never studied pisun chalomos and doesn't begin to have any idea of what it's about, there's no way in the world he could be Pesach Halom. So he tells him, Pesach Halom comes from the Tzalem Elokim. Let's understand what the Tzalem Elokim is and why that's unique to Pesach Halom. The Tzalem Elokim is sort of, it's if I can give an example, when you have a painting, so you have different dots on a canvas, and then when the person looks at the whole thing, he has the sense of a tree, of a forest, or ocean, whatever it is that he painted. So there's two phases. There are the discrete elements that make up the picture, and then there is the whole picture together as such. And there's actually a neurological defect of some sort that people cannot make sense of things they see. In other words, you'll ask them, well, what do you see in front of you? And they'll say, a pink line, a black line, a white line, and this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, in an extreme case, ask them, do you recognize your mother? And they'll say, oh, no, I didn't. I can tell you all the pieces. Because their eyesight is there, but the ability to grasp the picture as a whole is missing. So, and Korach HaAdam is, this is something that goes to the heart of what Adam is. I have a body that perceives the physical pieces, and then I have the mind or something about it that understands how the abstract, the beyond the physical, manifests itself in the physical. It's something, let's take a second example. If somebody who is not very astute reads a story, they ask what happened, well, this happened, that happened, that other happened, and he else know, somebody who's more astute, who has a finer sense of things, more abstract, will say, well, I mean, those are the physical elements of the story, but really the story is a much bigger story. It's about this, about that, the other thing. So that ability has to do with the fact that we are a neshama in a body. In other words, we sense things from our body and we make sense of it through our neshama, nefesh. So Pisun Chalomos is exactly the same thing. A Cholom, it deals with elements that are physical, and they're much harder to make sense of, obviously, than reality. And then a person has to interpret the whole picture as a divine message. So that's where the concept of Pisron kicks in, and it's somebody who's a big Baal Nefesh, who has that, it's Tzalem Elokim to him. It's not just having like a list of things and okay, a cow means this, a stalk of wheat means this, this means this, this means this. It's a sense of the whole thing together, what it means. In other words, you can have the same, pieces arranged differently and it means something very, very different. Just like a very good doctor, you know, a very, very poor medical person will just say, okay, your stomach hurts, take this. Your sniffling, take that. But a bigger doctor looks at the whole picture and says, no, this is a manifestation of disease X, Y, or Z. Okay, the next piece is Rabbeinu Bechaya, which deals with the need for Yosef HaTzadik to, with why Yosef was punished for 2 years, because he trusted in the Sarah Mashkim. Kimz Chaz Chatani, Bikesh Menev Beis Varem, Ha'echad Sheskerei Hu Ba'atzmo, he asked that he should remember him, V'ashenish Sheskerei Lo Paro, and the second thing they asked of him was, tell Paro, please. V'mneze Kosev Lo Yizokh Sarah Mashkim, Ha'sez V'ashabcheu, V'ashakhe Kloy Mashlo Yizokh Lo Atzmo, V'ashkechei Sheskerei Lo Paro, he forgot him and certainly forgot to mention to Paro. Then the Rebbe says, V'chas v'sholom, sheyitle Yosef atzadik bitchono b'sar mashkim, rak v'ashem l'vame. Chas v'sholom that Yosef atzadik really believed in the sar mashkim. Aval hoyse kabinosoi, sheshem yis'ale hizmen elov sar mashkim zeh kedasus nes al yodoi. He thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the truth is he was right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the sar mashkim as the vehicle for the nes he would do. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu rescues Tzadikim, he has like some sort of physical vehicles. He was punished because he actually engaged and asked him. Vein royal tzaddikim ki yotzebo levakish siba. For people like Yosef HaTzadik, who are totally kosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should not be working with the siba. Lekach nenash bezeh. Ki hoyolu lefteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu levadoi, shu bal ha-sibas kulon. Shu yazen lo basib lishav akshu oiso. He should have had bitoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should find the Siba how to do it. So it's something which, for somebody on Madrega Yosef HaTzadik, he should have focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the decision how he's going to do it and so on. I once heard from a Chashuva person, slightly different than this, but it's similar. The person, someone was asking the asked this one person about davening for a shidduch or whatever, and he told him, yes, it's very appropriate to daven, it's not appropriate to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu advice. In other words, a person needs a shidduch and he davens for a shidduch, that's very, very appropriate. But a person says, I want this person to want, and this person should happen, and this and that, that's called give HaKadosh Baruch Hu advice. In other words, for a need that's real, you can daven. But for just because you think X, Y, Z is appropriate, that's something else. But here it's, he should have focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick his... So it's not something that anybody else would be faulted for, but somebody like him would have been, somebody like him should have been different. V'chein derech ha-tzadikim ha-shleimim b'bitochen sh'lo yivakshu sibaklal v'chein matzinim b'l'yo ha-shomim b'midbar chasar mozim bat HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'odim orvim v'hine orvim o'yisil parnasa orvim derech ha-neis o'mishchon she'eshafat v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu hizno is ha-sibu lo b'ikesh ha-isa. So all the nisim we find where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to a tzaddik and helps him, those are all things that the tzaddik doesn't, it's not as if the tzaddik asks for a specific way. He's but the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then it does what he needs to do. So Yosef HaTzadik was faulted specifically for trying to find a specific sibba. Next, there are pieces in we have an addendum here. So, okay. The first one is Amunas V'Deyes Rabbeinu Sadia Goyim. And he this is a very, very famous piece about Hashkacha and Bechira. So he says like this, Vishalim, they asked the following, and this is relevant to Yosef HaTzadik, who the brothers tried to kill him, and the question was, could he have been killed anyway, and so on. Vishalim, Im Hoysa Messias Adam Lariga, Echmaisa Bore, Omishum Onzum Shunisoyen, Kasher Yahargehu, Rasha Kmoy Zevel Mixas Anavim, Mayoyma Oyma Maisa Zevel Miniach Sehu. So he asks, okay, if a person is being killed by somebody, do we say that it's Bechira, or do we say that's a Gashmach Gzeira? I mean, either or, why can't the Rotzeach sort of roll his eyes heavenwards and say, I had no choice, it was Gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't believe it's Gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Sari Goyen says, Onu Oimrim, Ki Hamoves Maase Hashem, V'Retzach Maase Rasha. We say the person's death is Hashem's doing, the killing is the doing of the killer. In other words, we split it up, and we say, you killed. So when the person looks and asks himself, what should I think about? I mean, well, obviously you can't think about your death, but what does your family think about your death? You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geizer. If we ask, what should we do with this person? We'll say, he's Ratzech. We need to keep away from society, lock him up, kill him, you know, whatever. Ve'im kvar chayva me'achachma misa, chiva chama se, illoi hezer tzech hazev hargoy me'sev acheres. And yes, it could have been somewhere else, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed your Bechira and this person's death to coincide, but it's two separate ma'isim. V'kach inyim beganev. Im hoyim ha'shem avad ha'shem mitzvah mamam le'odom. Oy be'oynesh tam ha'nisoyen. Manem v'gneva im hi ma'isim ha'shem. V'atshuva ke'ibud ma'isim ha'shem. Ha'gneva ma'isim ha'odom. K'ashachi v'achach ma'shi avad ha'isa dova. Ilo lo'ygon v'ganev v'ovad v'anem acherim. And that's how Shemaya v'achiv answered Malchei Rom v'amru. Onu mochi yobam mitzvah shemayim. Imeina tel hargeinu ha'yvazikin ha'shem v'gramonu. This piece explains Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers. Yosef HaTzadik had a gzeira on him, but his brothers did it. We can say that we can look at the two halves of the story. Why did Yosef have it, and why did his brothers do it? Each one has a different, din to it. Okay, the next one is an akeda on the same pshat. And this is again. This is something which relates to Yosef and his brothers, because here you have a coincidence of an extraordinary gzeira. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gzeira that they were going to Mitzrayim, and yet we have a lot of tainus on the Shvatim. So let's talk about it. B'medrash. If you're not going to pass up, can you hear that? This machshavah shechayshiv aleim nu mashem. Medrash says, I know what I'm thinking about them. Ashvatim asun chasos Yosef. The Shvatim are all busy selling Yosef. They've got their vengeance on Yosef, and they're busy selling him. Yaakov Yosef asukim betzarim. Yaakov Yosef are both bemoaning their fate. Yehuda asuk belekucha yishto. Yehuda is asuk in getting married. Vakadosh Baruch Hu asuk lebrias arusha Mashiach. Baruch Hu is busy creating Mashiach. So the Pasuk is kind of saying, the Mashiach is saying, the Pasuk says, I know what you're thinking and I know what I'm thinking. And we both have input, but my thoughts are bringing things to where it should go. Just like a person has got the ability to go anywhere in the world he wants, except leave the world. He can't leave the world. Even though a person has bechira and can go any direction, he cannot bring things to a place Hashem doesn't want it. And so on. He says a person has different levels of activities he can engage in. There's some things he must. A person must breathe. Then there are things a person is very liable to do, things around his house. There are things that are possible to do further out. There are things that are very far out and improbable, and things impossible, like to leave the earth. So he says, the same thing is Omna Mayusin Nomi Kulam. The greatest impossibility is Sheyuchal Nome Gea Ratsan Lakeyuchal Yama Kailam Chachmasai. The one thing is a person can do is do something that will thwart the Ratzon Hashem. At the end of the day, Ratzon Hashem is absolute. Next paragraph. So now you're basically telling me that people have no bechira. If you're telling me that no matter what, things will have to be in a certain way. So you're telling me, well, okay, everything's going to have to happen. So if Reuven is going to have to die, then X, Y, Z, whatever I'm going to do is futile. And that's why many people thought so about, you know, the astrology, that and many people felt that since we have a hero, we can do whatever we want. So this is much stronger than astrology. Because astrology can say, yes, we've overcome astrology, we've overcome the stars, and we do what we want. But this is what I'm going to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he answers, Ella, Shabbatoyva is bonus ena taina. She mevua, she rotsna loiki bikma elan yonim, ena machriach rotsna nushe chalki bishumpanim. Hashem's rotsin is the klal, and our rotsin is the prat. Vizeh, she melekim derech mashu gozo chachmas da ashes ploini. Let's say Kadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeh that sounds so should be rich. It could be through different ways. This person's could be very, very energetic and industrious. He could win a lottery ticket. Somebody could give him great prizes. He could inherit a lot. There's a lot of different ways to do it. None of those. That's not mucha. In other words, the etzem gzeir that the person be wealthy, that's mucha. But when the person should work hard, or he should kill his relatives and get the Yerusha, or something like that, those are not muchrach. Ukvayir lo yilohem mishus lazis mashiitzuch asmen vim yivchunu lam nisrach mikulam letechzesi vilosa. And even if the person doesn't do any of it, Kadosh Baruch Hu can always find a way to do it. V'loy oidi says, el she yisrach ha-kehu lufam yasiba lagos kefan aloikis. Sometimes a person does things that lead him to the exact opposite of what he intended. Yosef's brothers intended to sell Mitzrayim so that he disappear off the radar screen, that they don't suffer from him, that they get rid of him, that he's no longer part of their lives, and that made him king. Next paragraph. Cholila. He says, so let's say a person decides to engage in business, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to be wealthy. Does it mean that everybody who's going to do deals with him will do bad dealings? They had to do it? No. And therefore, omnom. So, last paragraph. Haroyu sheyoma hine eina b'pchina sartzen loiki, shatach lezakol achreichi. Omnom, hadvar machelke v'imelem hem efsharim. So what we need to say is, the bottom line is gzeira. What will happen the end is exera. How you get there is possible. Because no matter what you do, it can always lead to, it always does lead to what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. I think of a marshal, they have these plays where every so often they will stop and ask the audience where they want to go with it. I'm not sure, I've never been to that play, and I'm not sure if it always comes out with the same happy or unhappy ending, but kapanim, that's the way it is. Next paragraph. Vehine zeinah niflahu mashas paratas beitorik zaysipur rabim. This is exactly what the Torah tells us in many, many stories, and certainly the ones by Yosef. Ubiyuchud meila shechil miyanosh Yosef. Even though each and every one did something through Bechira, but when you take everything all together, you get something by far greater than everybody, and you get what happened with Yosef Mitzrayim. Next paragraph. Umitam ze onesh jonas kreise risha. And that's a reason why anyone who does bad will be punished. Shimei yoyshe gi ro la seves ha pirsan yisbarach. Mikom lakam yisham lo isra kira asay. So even though if something bad happened to the person, the bad that happened is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. But the person who did it of his own free will. He was not a muchach. Kim chofet shekabu zachoy de zara, enenu chofet z'ba'isa yisri yasena. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this person to be punished, he doesn't want the person who's doing it to do it. Kim o'y shen tzapara, shabish yigaza yisrael shiglu b'aretz alahem, le'gaza alpara sheyaseh kach. And this is what some of the Rishonim, the Rambam says, and the right verse on it. But we always say that what the result that came out is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing, the act that was done, everyone has bechira. Mitam ze, it says, in shum himolit la'anashim ha'elav le'yakov, b'mashe sonu es yosef achim v'kadam b'mchul ha'shmeilim. Therefore, there is no answer for Bnei Yaakov in that that hey Yosef, ki im shalakim osa cheftzebem, v'shasek v'iskin v'yem le'her lehem, mekom mokol em mokoch ma'aseyem. So yes, they wanted to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a certain result, but it didn't come. But they didn't have to bring it about, and they're liable for what they did. And then he brings a Medrash Tanchuma, which expresses it. The Medrash says, somebody wanted to divorce his wife, so he had a sofa writer get. And he comes in and he tells her, could you get me a cup of coffee? She gets the cup of coffee, and he takes one sip. He says, "Eh, it's cold. Here's your get." I guess those days women were very careful with the coffee. So she says to him, "You know, that's an excuse because, I mean, if the reason is because of this cup of coffee, I mean, had you go to Saifi before and get a get?" So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand something. You told me that if I eat Meitz Hadas, I'm going to die. And in the Torah already, you wrote a whole parash about death. So you were makdim. You were makdim Misa to way before I made that choice. And so too, also by Yosef, the Chazal said, "If Efshe Shemesh Loshon Hakomer Shemesh Aviv, Hashav Gozer Kesher Kolsa Zare, the Bichshav Kesher Kai Mashem Avomer Soya Dura Teir Gayecha V'Tol Alilu Behem, Havei Neir Alilu Nadam." So Chazal say, yes, one is one causes the other. We're a bit short on time, so basically, it says over here that even the great gzeiros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes, the big things he wants, like Brisei Mitzrayim, he always wants people to be involved. In other words, it will be somewhere along the line our doing, and he makes it its cause. So the same thing with Yaakov going down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made a gzeiros beforehand, and he Shvatim, what was it about? The final paragraph. V'chol ze mituv Hashem reb chasodov sheyoshev misham metzias ator meilon nirev mechreichim sheyitzal metzias repulos nashis noses lehem. Mibli shechruch hapulos on lotzeis nidei tenayin v'shusam v'chav shet b'chir. So I guess this is a tremendous chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He allows us to be major players in events, even though those events came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It broadens in a certain sense the possibility of mankind, that even the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser, we can choose to be part of it, and it's called that we're the ones who engineered it, initiated it, and so on. Okay, well, hold on.